This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. The United Methodist Church, or UMC, has debated for years whether to permit or ban the ordination and marriage of LGBTQ Christians. On the third day of the year, church leaders announced a radical new proposal to split the denomination in two over this topic. Find out more after this break.
God's word promises in Proverbs 3:6 that if we acknowledge him in everything we do, he will direct our paths. This statement holds true not only for America, but also for our daily lives. The gospel message is simple. Put God first in everything you do. Matthew 6:33 and Luke 10:27 say this: You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Next, love your neighbor unconditionally. Luke 10:27 says, You are to love your neighbor as yourself. Next, love your neighbor unconditionally. Luke 10:27 says, You are to love your neighbor as yourself. And lastly, fulfill the Great Commission. Mark 16:15 says, Go into all the world and preach the gospel, that is, the good news, to every creature. If you want to see America continually blessed, now is the time to step out in faith and spread the good news. This is faith in action. Wherever we go, every faithful Christian is compelled through obedience to Jesus to share his simple three-step gospel message all across our land. For more information, please go to the website at www.putgodfirstamerica.com. That's www.putgodfirstamerica.com.
Leaders of the United Methodist Church announced a plan Friday, January 3rd, for the denomination to split in two over disagreements regarding the marriage and ordination of LGBTQ individuals. The Religion News Service reported that the proposal, titled The Protocol of Reconciliation and Grace Through Separation, would create a new conservative traditionalist Methodist denomination that would receive $25 million over the next 4 years. The existing denomination would then be free to permit LGBT ordination and marriage. Despite endorsement from several leaders, the proposal is only that, a proposal, and would need to be approved at the annual general conference, which will be held in May 2020 in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Pray that God would give wisdom to UMC's leaders and that unity and love would be maintained within the body of Christ. And if you appreciate this story, you can hear more stories like it through our new Charisma Audio service. For more information, check out charismamediaaudio.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.